请翻开以赛亚书第五十五章。
Please turn to Isaiah chapter 55.
以赛亚书这个中间部分它可以有一个主要的信息，那就是说神的话语在历史上从亘古到现今它永远不会改变。
In the middle of the book of Isaiah, there is a message that the word of God from the beginning on to the end shall never change.
它的契约跟选民的关系不会因为历史的变迁而改变的。
His covenant with his people and his relationship with them would never change because of historical events.
它属于那个慈爱的拣选跟眷顾，那可以看出历代以来都用呼唤的这样的恩赐的方式来跟他的百姓来宣扬。
His loving choosing of the people is seen in the way he always call his people.
那我们来看五十五章有一个主题。
Let's look at chapter 55. There is a theme here.
从第一节到第五节。
From verse 1 to verse 5.
那这也显示说神的恩惠的或者他的恩宠的这个呼唤邀请。
It shows the calling of grace from God.
因为他邀请干渴的或灵性需要的来到主的面前来领受他白白赐给的恩典。
Because he invites those who thirst to come forward to his presence for grace.
而且这个恩典呢，是用我们食物上来的这个酒跟奶跟我们日常用品所不能比拟的那个生命水。
And this grace actually is not something that can be compared to by the wine or the milk in this world, but it is actually the living water.
它是用属灵的那个价值来看，来跟我们日常所需要的那个日用品来比较。
It is actually value as a spiritual thing, which is being compared to the things we have in this physical world.
请看从第一节开始就说干渴的来就近水来。
Verse 1 starts by everyone who thirsts.Come to the waters.
那所以说神的邀约说，你们灵性上或实质上干渴的，可以到他的跟前来领受他所要赐的水。
This is the invitation from God to those who thirst spiritually or physically to come to the waters.
也可以买它，就是说可以白白领受他所要给的这肥甘跟酒奶一切丰盛的食物。
They did not have to have any money. Because this is something that was freely given.
那所以我们可以看出，这第一二节就看到神要白白的赐给人，人生的需要。
And we can see from these two verses that God wanted to fulfill our needs freely.
那我们可以看出这里有三个很主要的动作。
There are three major actions.
一个就是就近靠近来。
The first is to come.
那再来第三节就说你们要侧耳听，就是要倾听。
Verse 3 then says incline your ear.
那再来从第五节第六节以下就看到你们应该寻找，你们应该应对着神的呼召而来就近到神的跟前。
Then verse 5 and 6 use the words seek the Lord.
那这个秘诀就是说，只要人听到神的邀约，应该有就这样亲近、趋近、来倾听而来寻找他。
So the secret is that when men hear the calling of God, they need to come, incline the ear, and seek.
那我们看他的整个一节到五节有他的背景。
When we looked at verse 1 to 5, we actually can look at the background.
因为神把他的生命的赐予称作生命水。
Because God calls what he is to give the living water.
那他的恩典就是这些酒奶人生的制药的这些需用品来比拟。
And he uses the wine and milk of this world to liken what he is to give us.
就是圣经上所说的肥甘美物。
And that those are actually the good and wonderful things that the Bible describes.
在这里我们可以看到在沙漠或干旱的地带他们极需要用水。
And we know that the people being in the desert, they really needed water.
那在很多地方，在从前都要有水摊子或者那头挑着水的那担子在推销他的水瓶和水罐。
In the past, there were people who would carry these water containers where they would keep the water.
尤其在没有水源的地方的人们。
Especially among those who live in areas where there is no easy access to water.
所以你就要想象这是一个在中东地带或近东地带，甚至从前的马来西亚都有这样挑水或者推着水车来卖水的那个习惯。
You can imagine this being in the Middle East or even in the Malaysia area in the past.That people had to carry these container or these cart where they would sell water.
那这样神就用这个很熟悉的景物来说，他也会像这都受水的源，都受水的人一样的。
With this very familiar image, God is telling his people that this is also the waters that he comes with.
尤其在干旱地，饥渴的人更需要的。
Especially to those who thirst.
所以说水的这个形象跟它的属灵意义就突出来。
Now we can see the image of the water and also the spiritual significance.
那神的话从我们日常这个层面要想到另一个属灵的高处。
From the words of God, we need to think deeper into the spiritual realm.
其实以赛亚在讲这两个层面的。
And Isaiah was actually talking about this two aspects or this perspective.
民生日用品需要水。
The first is people need water every day.
对古代的游牧民族来说，那水是他们的命根。
For the nomads of the past, water is really the source of life.
那水也是人日常生活或生存的必需品。
Water is also a basic necessity of life.
那在以色列地或在其他荒漠地带，你可以看出它一滴水都很宝贵。
In Israel and other desert areas, water is very precious.
因此就可以用这个价值来提升到神的生命就如这个珍贵的水一样。
So we can actually compare the value of water to the preciousness of God.
神所赐给的圣灵跟他的恩赐跟在灵里头的喜乐跟丰盛也是如此的道理。
The Holy Spirit, the life of God and also the abundance that God has is also in the same way.
一个是神他主动的他恩召的这样的邀约。
One is the active invitation from God.
他要白白的赐给人所需要的，一方面就是从日常生活可以看出的另一个属灵的生命面。
The first is he wants to give to people what they actually see as the basic needs of every day so they can see into the higher spiritual meaning.
但是这里有动作，说人应该进前来，这是一个动，这个动作。
Action on the men's part is they need to come.
然后再听听神如何的开腔说话。
And then they would incline their ear to hear what God has to say.
然后第三个真的要寻找，要探求到底。
And then they need to seek and find until the very end.
那第六节就说，趁着神在可寻找的时候要寻找他。
Verse 6 reads, Seek the Lord while he may be found.
那可以跟他靠近的时候来求告他。
Call upon him while he is near.
然后在八节九节再坚定他从四十章所说的话语。
Then verse 8 and 9 confirm what he has said.
就说神的话安定在天。
That is, the words of God are firmed in heaven.
神的话在人世历史当中，它确实有功效的。
And the words of God are always effective in the history of men.
既然在古时候跟选民的契约。
Since there was a covenant in the past,
那以色列民当中有像一个大卫一样的人物，就是弥赛亚这个君王要出现。
And that from David, there was a prophecy about the coming of Messiah.
那这个弥赛亚他要建立这个神的国。
This Messiah would establish the kingdom of God.
那这个就是神可靠的恩典。
This is the grace of God that is firm.
So, 这里头有弥赛亚建立我神国的一个历史的期许。
This actually has a prelude to the coming of the Messiah.
也就是在终末的时候，神的话要确实有功效，要应验出来。
And the word of God shall come to be fulfilled.
但是那些人需要的。
But what the people needed.
不管在国运或在宗教方面，在灵性方面，都需要神。
Whether it is in the
国家民族的生命
，in their country or in their spiritual life, They all needed God.
因为将来有一天神的话要实现出来。
Because one day the word of God shall come to pass.
在一者呢，百姓可以得到这个属灵的丰盛跟喜乐。
On one hand, the people of Israel can receive spiritual joy and abundance.
二者呢，神的话就是会借着这个弥赛亚王，在先知书一直做预言的那个弥赛亚王出现，来建立神的国。
On another hand, the Messiah would actually, according to the prophecy,come to be fulfilled.
那读圣经的人，尤其在古代的这个巴比伦掳放以后回来的人民，更可以深切的体会到这句话，在这个经文。
The captives who returned from Babylon would actually feel this even more.
所以，因为将来有一个弥赛亚王要出现。
That one day Messiah shall come.
在他们的圣殿重建跟他们信仰复兴后，要真的神国展现。
And that the kingdom of God shall be exhibited when the temple was rebuilt.
那万民要流归到这个神的山，神的殿来。
And that people from all nations shall come forth to this temple and mountain of God.
那从神的山要流出这个生命的活水。
From the mountain of God, springs of living water flow forth.
尤其从神的宝座所流出来的。
Especially from the throne of God.
要改变这个地图形势。
It shall change the ground.
要改变人心。
It shall change the heart of men.
要滋润整个世界。
It shall nourish the whole world.
因为这是神的国。
Because this is the kingdom of God.
所以说这个就把我们带进到神在历史上的作为。
And this is actually the historical doing of God.
因为的确选民在期待有这一天。
The chosen ones did hope for this one day.
神主动的赐予他的恩召，让人来取得这个神的福分。
And God freely give out this invitation so that people can receive this blessing.
那用这邀约的方法，让人想到，人有时候失落，有时候或者说迷惘。可以得到这个这样提醒，让回头来寻找神的生命水。
This is the way to remind those who are lost that they can actually come back to receive the water from God.
这是本章所要给我们的一个重要的历史教训。
This is a very important teaching in history, from this chapter.
但是我们要斟酌为什么水或者生命水在这个圣经里头。
But we need to think about why is this water, this living water, so important in the Bible.
除了荒漠或者干旱地方，或者是我们人生需用的这个水的制药性以外，
other than the fact that in the desert water is precious, or that we need water to survive.
我们可以看出水在圣经和神的话语里头有一致的属灵教训的。
We can see that in God and also in the teachings of the Bible.There is a consistent meaning to the water.
就好像我们人日常生活不能离开水，所以我们的灵命，我们的属灵生命不可以离开神一样。
Just like how we have to have water every day, we must also have God every day.
我们来看耶利米书的第二章。
Let's refer to Jeremiah chapter 2.
第二章在第十三节那里。
Chapter 2, verse 13.
有一这句话说，百姓做了两件恶事，就离开神这个活水的泉源。
It mentioned that the people have committed two evils, the forsaking of the fountain of living water.
意思说离开神的这活水泉，去自己找神，找这偶像，找那假的宗教。
That is, the people left this fountain of living waters of God and.Look for idols.
所以这里就用凿池子破裂不能存水的那罐子，或者那壕沟挖地来形容跟水的活水泉有分别的。
And it says here that they hewn themselves cisterns, which is different from the living water of God.
因为这个人凿的或自己人为的不能够长存。
What men have hewn.Cannot last forever.
因为干旱一到，这个水池的或者水罐里的水就会将蒸发或者用尽。
When drought comes, then the water will dry up in this cistern.
所以说，不要离弃神，我这个活水的泉源。
That's why it says here, you should not forsake me, who is God, the fountain of living water.
所以耶利米书里头，这里这一章跟十七章就把神当作我们生命水泉的这个源头。
So here in Jeremiah and also in chapter 17, it talks about God as a fountain of living waters.
所以人不能离开神。
Men cannot depart from God.
就好像荒漠不管什么树或者在平常地方也一样不管什么花草花或者树木都不能离开神。
Just like all the plants cannot leave from the source of water.
那我们人不能离开神。
Men cannot leave from God.
我们再看一节圣经来指出神就是那个生命水。
Let's look at another verse that points to the fact that God is the living water.
请看诗篇87篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 87.
诗篇87篇。
Psalm 87.
这里对第七节说。
Verse 7.
说歌唱的跳舞的说我的都要说我的全源都在神你里头。
The singers and the players on instruments say, All my springs are in you.
那像这类的这样能够体认到神是我们的生命的泉源。
Like these, they can actually experience that God is the fountain of living water.
那他本身就是生命的这个活水泉。
That he himself is the living spring.
那我们的生命盼望就在他里头。
And that our hope are in him.
所以这是歌唱的跳舞这样的指出来欢送着的。
This is what was indicated by the singers and the players on instrument.
好，我们再看，神就是生命这个主题在圣经里头。
And let's look at that God is life in the Bible.
刚才你用银钱用价格来买水。
Just now we mentioned that people would buy water with money.
但是那个水不能永久有效。
But that water would not last forever.
何况你所拥有的。就不一定能够得到满足。
And maybe what you have cannot really fulfill you.
你认为有时候得到水的欢乐的片刻，却不能有一个幸福感。
Even though you enjoy water for a moment, but you may not feel blessed.
因为那是会消去的。
Because that will also go to pass.
是属物质的。
It is also of the worldly value.
所以以赛亚就邀请我们真的要想到价格、价钱跟价值的这样的一个比较。
So Isaiah invited us to think about the perspective on value.
就好像我们人不要用劳力，不要用这个工价来得到神要白白赐给的恩典一样。
Just like men, we do not need to labor in order to receive the free grace, great grace from God.
那这个神的这个恩赐和神的就给我们的生命或给我们的喜乐、满足、平安。不可以用价钱 来比拟的。
The grace, the life, the joy and peace and love that God has given us cannot be valued with money.
因为它是至上的价值的。
Because these are of ultimate value.
是无可比拟的。
It is not comparable.
就要像保罗说，得到主耶稣是至宝，世上万物没有办法来比拟一样。
That's just like what Paul said, that having received God is the best. There is nothing that can compare to it.
那当神临近和神的恩赐，他的灵命就灌满的时候
，When God draws near to us and that His spiritual life is abundant.
那不管在整个教会和信仰的这个全体，或者是个人的生命
，It doesn't matter whether it is the church or if it is the individual.
你就会可以看到永流的灵命。
You can see the flowing of the spiritual life.
而且可以看到丰硕的属灵的果子。
And you can also see the bearing of spiritual fruit.
那这个是有活跃有动力的。
This is actually alive and it is moving forward.
因为在神这个生命的泉源里头。
This is because they are planted in the fountain of living water.
我们来看，再从整体来看，在诗篇用形象的语言来表达。
Let's also look at this holistically. The book of Psalm actually exhibits this.
请看四十六篇的诗篇。
Let's refer to chapter 46.
第四节。
Psalm 46, verse 4.
当然，这神的城是指的西安。
The city of God is referring to Zion.
就是耶路撒冷。
Which is Jerusalem,
或者说神的圣殿山
or it could also be known as the mountain of the temple of God.
这里有神立民居住的圣殿
This actually has the place of the tabernacle of God.
还有大卫王的宝座
It also has the throne of David.
是神所眷顾的城邑
It is the dwelling place that God looks after.
那这个用一道河啊，河有分叉，那能够来让整个圣城来欢喜快乐。
There is a river that's, whose streams make glad the city.
那这个城里头是有神啊至高者所立名所居住的地方。
And this city actually has the holy place of the tabernacle, the dwelling place of God.
所以冲因为有水这个河的临在。有神在这儿，所以整个城充满了欢乐。
Because there is the water of God, there's this river, the whole city is glad.
那我们可以看到诗篇或其他的经章节都有这样的描写。
We can see this in other places of Psalm, and other places that.
那我们再从个人的灵命来看。
And also we can look at it from our personal spiritual life.
我们来看以西结书的四十七章。
Let's refer to Ezekiel chapter 47.
以西结书四七章有一个异象。
In Ezekiel chapter 47, there was a vision.
这个异象是从四十章到四十八章整个单元。
This vision actually is collectively described in chapter 40 to 48.
那就是说，在回归重建以后的那个属灵层次的，就比较完备的至圣至洁的圣城的形貌怎么样
？And it's actually talking about how the holy city is after the people have returned and rebuilt.
那是在神的山。
And that is actually on the mountain of God.
有新的圣殿。
There is a new temple.
有新的祭司制度。
There is a new system of priesthood.
有新的领土的分布。
And there is a new system of the leaders.
这个城在最后一章的最后一节说，这是神居住的地方，神立名的地方，神在这儿。
In the last chapter, in the last verse, it mentions that this is the dwelling place of God where God abides.
所以叫做耶和华神 Shama, 神就在这儿。
And it's actually saying Jehovah Shama, which means that God is here.
就是用这一节来结束，这整个蓝图是在神的带领下，充满了生命的建造起来。
This is the conclusion of God, and this is also His blueprint where this is where God dwells.
以前的世代。败坏的君王制度不存在了。
The old system that is corrupted of kinghood is no longer.
现在代替的是一个王，是拿西，而不是马拉克。
What has been replaced is Masi and not Malak.
因为这个拿西这个王已经是跟神的宗教事务有关，而不是行政统治权。
This Nasi is actually related to the ruling of God and is not the ruling of the king.
现在这个约柜不再提说了。
And the Ark of Covenant is not mentioned anymore.
因为约柜就在人的心里头了。
Because the Ark of Covenant is in the heart of man.
那神的至圣所已经扩大到整个圣山的周围了，不再只在这至圣所里头。
And also the most holy is no longer in just one place, but it is expanded in the heart of man.
所以说人可以直接跟神来见面交通。
So man can actually see God and communicate with him.
这是在宗教方面的描写。
This is actually the description in the religion.
那除了这新的祭司圣殿的这个形貌以外
，In addition to the new priesthood and also the new temple，
在这个四十章到四十八章的蓝图重建蓝图里头
，In chapter 48 where there's a blue
四十到四十八章
，In chapter 40 to 48 where we see the new blueprint
在四七七章那里，那就是有关神的宝座流出来的水。可以改变整个地形，甚至死咸的、苦咸的这个死海。
We can see that the water that flows forth from the throne of God, in chapter 47, it has the healing effect.
我们来看四七章。
Let's refer to chapter 47.
第一个是从这个永生活水的神那里，就他所居住的或他所立名居住的宝座那里。
The first is actually the throne of God.Where he dwells for eternity.
那这个神就是这样，生命活水的泉源，他本身就是生命的泉头。
And he is the source of this fountain of living water.
那所以说，他是往东滴下的这个耶利哥方向，往四海方向这样流下。
So towards the direction of Jericho, that's where the water flows forth.
然后慢慢的，这个水量越来越多。
Then the water becomes more and more.
就是描写说从这个滑谷到肘到这个膝盖到全身已经淹没了，就整个洪流这样的冲下去。
So it mentions that from the bottom up, and you can see that the water comes up more and more as it goes deeper.
然后在第六节以下就描写。
Then in verse 6,
在这个整个死海这苦咸地。 不毛之处现在竟然可以变成生物活动的地方。
It mentions that a place where it was dead before, actually now the waters are healed.
咸海变成甜淡水。
The salt water became sweet.
那第九节说这个能够滋生活物。
And verse 9 says that the water actually can sustain every living thing.
凡是和神的这个生命水所到的地方，万物或百物都可以存活。
Where the water of God has come to, every living thing can be sustained.
而且从前，现在有人在隐基底那里，在浮着水看着报纸地方，也可以变成这捕鱼晒网的。
Where people used to be able to float on the water and being able to read newspaper, but this water,
En Gedi,
and this place actually has become where people can fish.
因为它是大像大海的鱼极多。
Just like how there are many fish in the great sea.
那再看十二节。
And now let's read verse 12.
那就在生命水所流到的这淡水变成淡水的死海旁边。都可以这个摆，就是说列着很多的树木。
And the Dead Sea, where the water has flowed unto and turned fresh, there are many trees that grow next to it.
那各类的树木可以做食物。
And these trees are good for food.
叶子因为水量而不会枯干。
Because of the abundance of water, the leaves will not wither.
这个树木做结果，而且每个月都结着新叶子、新果子。
The fruit will not fail, will bear new fruit every month.
并且这个叶子可以当作医治疾病的这个药用。
And the leaves are used for medicine.
就好像我们所谓的刚才所唱的这基列山的膏油一样。
Just like what we sang,
Gilead.
The balm of Gilead.
因为它是可以当药用的，好像香草油一样的。
It is a type of medicinal ointment.
因为神的改变生命。
Because of the changing of God in life.
所以从这个荒漠不毛贫瘠的地方，你可以看到万物滋生的一个充满活跃的一个地方。
From a place that is dead and has nothing, you can see how lively it can become.
这是个有活跃动力的生命图面。
This is a picture of how life can come to be.
所以人生从前是无望的。
Lives may be hopeless in the past,
或者是黑暗的,
or maybe dark,
或者悲伤流泪的,
or maybe sad.
因为神的生命来到,
but because the life of God has come,
那它可以改变,
it can change.
从贫瘠改变成为丰富,
from being poor to being rich.
而且呢，可以有很多的生命力展现出来，像结果。长叶子一样。
And we can have many signs of life, just like that of the leaves and of these trees.
而且可以医治百病。
And also these can be used as medicine.
让万人都来归向神，得到同样的益处。
And people of all type can come to God for this benefit.
所以这是在旧约所描写的整个圣城，或者个人的生命，都在神里头得到这灵命的这个丰盛。
This is what the Old Testament described, that the entire city or individually we can receive life of God.
那当然这是这个形象的描写。
This is a pictorial description.
就是这个形象 imagery 就在描写神的大能力。
And this imagery, this image is describing the power of God.
那将来在我们现今有教会、有圣灵、有真理的道充满的地方，也同样有改变生命的功效。
Where the Holy Spirit will dwell in the church, this is also where we can see this imagery.
我们来思考一下主耶稣邀约。那个撒玛利亚妇人来汲取她所要赐的生命水。
We can think about the Samaritan woman who who collected the living water from Christ.
主耶稣跟她说：“妇人呐，你每天这样的汲取这个雅各井的水。”
Jesus said to her, "Woman, you collect water from the well of Jacob every day."
你还是会干渴的。
But you still thirst.
你要是来领受我要所给的水。
But if you receive the water from me,
那你就永远不渴。
Then you shall never thirst.
所以，并且再说一次，你永远不会这个饥饿。
And Jesus also said, "You shall never hunger."
所以这里在约翰福音四章十三节、十四节的主耶稣的邀约，这个妇人来领取他生命水。
And this is the invitation of our Lord Jesus Christ to the Samaritan woman, to have this living water.
必须在妇人遇到主耶稣聆听到主耶稣所要做的这个恩典的邀约。
And the woman had to do something in reaction to this invitation in order to receive.
所以她用渴慕的心脏，那你请你把这个水给我。
So with the longing heart, she asked, "Lord, give me this water."
因为她愿意接近主。
Because she was willing to come near to God.
她愿意听。
Because she was willing to listen.
而且她愿意寻求。
And she was willing to seek.
所以主耶稣就给她她所要得到的福气。
That's why the Lord Jesus gave to her the blessing that she hoped for.
让她从一个犹太的男人。
So that.
所以她对着主耶稣认识从犹太的男人。
Oh, so that she would come to know Jesus as a Jewish man.
但是她是一个先知。
But that he is also a prophet.
经过主耶稣说神国的奥秘，生命水的恩赐以后
，So after Jesus described to her the mystery of the living water,
她就把水桶就抛着就回到城里头。
She left behind her container and went back to the city.
跟在城里头，撒玛利亚城里头的人说，我们遇见弥赛亚了。
And told the people in the city of Samaria that she had met the Messiah.
那就讲就挑起了骚动，挑起了热望主耶稣来到他们跟前。
This caused a very great commotion, and many people came to see the Lord.
那邀约主耶稣来跟他们同住几天。
And they invited the Lord to stay with them for a few days.
这是个妇人得到生命水的一个很活泼的一个写照。
This is actually an imagery of a woman who receive life.
当主耶稣说你要喝我所赐的生命水，就永远不渴。
When Jesus said, "When you drink the water from me, you shall never thirst."
他这个邀约就会跟他在第六章就以后第六章加百农的旷野所说的话一样。
And just like what is mentioned later on in chapter 6, that in the wilderness of Capernaum.
主耶稣说，你们来领受我要赐给你们属灵的这个粮食。
Jesus said to the people that come and receive the bread from heaven.
主耶稣说我是生命的粮食。
Jesus said, "I am the living bread."
领受以后，人就永远不会渴，不会饥饿。
After people receive it, they shall never thirst and hunger again.
从这四章六章这主耶稣的话里头
，From chapter 4 and 6 of the words of God,
已经表明了主要是的这个生命的这个粮食，就是他的话语，真理的道。
It already shows that the word of God, the truth of God.
那再来，他所赐的这些生命水，就是圣灵跟圣灵的恩赐。
And that the water is really the Holy Spirit,
is the gift of God. 会让人在饥渴、在无望无助当中得到活力，得到生命。
It will enable men to receive life and strength when they have none.
而且呢，可以永远不渴，永远不会饿的。
And they shall never thirst or hunger again.
那我们从使徒教会来看
，When we look at the apostolic church，
跟这当时基督徒的个人生命来看
，When we look at the church and the lives of the individuals，
整体的和个人来说
，Whether it is the whole body or individually，
也同样都会得到神这个生命中全源的这样的喜乐跟丰盛。
They can also receive the joy and the abundance from God.
我们来看这个使徒行传第二章。
Let's refer to Acts chapter 2.
五旬节降下圣灵的那以后
On the Pentecostal day, when the Holy Spirit came,
那就教会就神的国就别开生面的展开建立起来
And the kingdom of God was established.
那你看那时候人很喜欢，因为知道主耶稣他复活升天以后降下圣灵是应许的圣灵。
You can see that the Holy Spirit that was promised has descended after the Lord went up to heaven.
因为天父从旧约的以赛亚书
the Heavenly Father starting from the book of Isaiah
或者是约珥书
or in the book of Joel
跟撒迦利亚书
or Zechariah
就说明他的圣灵要给他末后的人们
had already proclaimed that the Holy Spirit would come to those who long for it in the end.
那主耶稣在升天前也用吹气做一个象征动作说他们也要不久以后受圣灵。
Before Jesus ascended to heaven, he also blew into the disciples, signifying that the Holy Spirit would come upon them.
所以在主升天后，果然他就在五旬节赐下了圣灵。
So after the Lord ascended to heaven on the day of Pentecost, He did send down the Holy Spirit.
好像浇灌的这个大春雨一样。
Just like how the rain was anointed down.
或者好像火焰像的一样的熊熊那个焰势。
Just like how the fire burned with strength.
那在使徒行传二章可以得到这样体验。
In Acts chapter 2, we can see this experience.
一方面，他们已经聆听了主跟门徒们很多的关神国的教训。
On one hand, they have already heard the teachings regarding heaven from Jesus and his disciples.
那现在他们得到是这个应许的圣灵。
And now they have received this promised Holy Spirit.
所以你可以看到，我们来看这个四十一节一下。
We can read from verse 41 and on.
领受彼得的话的人就受了洗，那天有三千人的门徒。
Those who gladly received the word of Peter were baptized, and there were about 3,000 who were added.
当他们跟圣灵、神的生命连接在一起的，有这样的必然的效果。
You can see that when they are connected to the Holy Spirit, they have this life.
他们都恒心遵守使徒的教训。
They continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine.
他们彼此的爱心来交接。
And with fellowship, they have love towards each other.
用爱餐来擘饼。
And they actually have also the breaking of bread.
同心合意的祷告。
And they pray together in one accord.
众人都有敬畏。福音的心来敬拜神。
And everyone fear God and also worship.
那神就借着使徒行了神迹奇事。
And God also through the apostles worked many signs and wonders.
他们天天同心合意，切切在殿里头，在家里头来擘饼，存着欢喜的心来用饭来交接。
And every day they continue with one accord, breaking bread from house to house, and ate food with gladness and simplicity of heart.
所以主的话跟圣灵让他们有这样的积极的表现。
So the word of God and His Holy Spirit enable these people to have these very proactive actions.
就是恒切。
That is continuing.
欢喜。
And that they are also glad.
诚实。
And also honest.
来诚心领受神恩仁爱。
And with simplicity, they actually receive that from God and from men.
我们再看第八章的使徒行传。
Let's also read chapter 8 of Acts.
你可以看到这个当年这个撒玛利亚妇人所播下的种子已经得到萌芽开花结果了。
You can see that the seed that was left behind by the Samaritan women had already blossomed.
因为腓力的传道。
Now, because of the preaching of Philip,
那大家愿意来接受。
People were willing to receive.
那他们受洗。
They were baptized.
在第七节呢，他们得到医治，得到赶鬼。
In verse 7, they were being healed and evil spirits were cast out.
得到这样的伟大的神迹。
And they have witnessed these great miracles and signs. 所以
有神恩典临到的时候，整个城里头充满了欢喜。第八节这么说。
When the blessings of God comes upon a city, like verse 8 says, there was a great joy there.
所以的确听到道理，受了洗，那你再来就因为神的道，再一下就说他们被按手，他们得了圣灵。
And just like after we have heard the word, we are baptized, and we have the word of God with us, and pray and receive the Holy Spirit.
所以一方面就是得到道理的欢喜。
So on one hand, we have the joy of receiving the word.
再加上圣灵给他们能力。
And also the strength from the Holy Spirit.
那主的道就在这一章就说都这样传开来了。
Then the gospel of God was preached forward this way.
这初代教会的这个整体性的一个充满欢喜活力的一个图像。
This is the imagery of how the early church was so joyful in receiving such.
那使徒行传还有个人的。
In the book of Acts, there's also mentioning of individual experience.
像这章的以索比亚的太监，他受了洗，欢欢喜喜的领受神的恩典。
Like in this chapter, there was mentioning of the eunuch from Ethiopia, how he had received the baptism with joy.
那很多人，包括尼底亚，他欢欢喜喜来领受道理，来领受保罗所要给的神的永生道跟圣灵的能力。
There are also other individuals such as Lydia who have received the word of God from Paul with joy.
所以新约时代就在重现旧约时代神的恩典的邀约。
So the New Testament is actually showing again this invitation of God from the Old Testament.
那个水已经只能落实在我们的教会整体跟个人的生命里头了。
That water has actually come to pass in our church and also in our individual life.
在哥罗西书你看到这里提到说圣灵充满整个教会。
In the book of Colossians, you see that the Holy Spirit fills the church.
因为主耶稣是元首。
Because the Lord is the head.
那他的圣灵充满了他整个身体。
His Holy Spirit fills his entire body.
那以弗所书第二章也描写。
In Ephesians chapter 2, it also describes, from verse 18 and on.
就说我们借着主耶稣宝血来进入到神家里头的人。
That through his blood, we have come to be members of his household.
在众的方面，我们神跟人之间得到的和解、和好、和睦、和好。和解和好
that we've been reconciled with men
那在人跟人之间
and also among men
就是说不管你是选民或者非选民的外邦人
whether you are the chosen ones or Gentiles
或者你是已经信主的或者还没有信主也一样在信里头要成为一家人
whether you are the believing or not you shall become one in the household of God
因为你受洗归入主也变成神的儿女
because once we are baptized into the Lord we have become his children
所以这就是说你不再做外人然后客旅
here it says that you are no longer strangers or foreigners
你跟圣徒同国是神家里头的人了
but we have become fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God
那么在建造在主的房角是这标准先行者
We've been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets.
然后呢，这门徒使徒，就是工人们，他用神的话语来打信仰的根基。
And Jesus Christ being the cornerstone, and these workers of God are helping to build that foundation.
那就是说，这里用神的道来教导我们，来让我们灵性长进，满有基督成长的这样的身量。
And this is how. We actually can have the growth of God.
那真道同归于在真道上同归于一。
And that we can be in one in the truth.
那这里再加上一点。
There's also one thing mentioned here.
不但是整个教会是一个属灵的宫殿。
So not only that the church is the holy temple.
那在这个属灵宫殿里，每一个基督徒都是一个这个活的灵属灵的这个石头。Living stone.
Every member of this church is actually a living stone.
所以叫建构出有活力的神有生命的这样神的殿了。
So that this actually will become a very living temple of God.
以弗所书就提到
Ephesians mentioned this.
这个房屋就是神的殿。
That this building, which is the holy temple,
发展成为主的圣殿。
It will actually being built as the temple
那你们个人也建造成为神借着圣灵所居住的场所
and that you are also being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit
那既然有圣灵有神的真道
if we have the Holy Spirit and the truth of God
你就会回想起主耶稣在这个约翰福音七章他所答应的
you will think back to John chapter 7 as to the promise of the Lord
就是说你领受圣灵好像活水的泉源
That when you receive the Holy Spirit, it's just like the spring of the living water.
从那腹中再滚滚而流出来。
That it will flow forth from inside.
直涌到永生。
Until eternity.
所以这样在说，这灵命是好像刚才所看的以撒那个以西结书四七章源源不绝。
This is just like how the Ezekiel chapter 47 described that the water does not stop.
从神的宝座，是神这生命的泉头，这样泉源这样出来。
And it would flow forth from the throne of God.
那现在神的灵充满我们。
So now the Holy Spirit of God fills us.
不是非常好像淅沥淅沥的那滴雨而已。
It's not like a sprinkling rain.
而且是涌流的这样的河江河。
Instead, it's like a river that flows forth.
所以我们希望看到的。
This is what we wish to see.
就是说整个我们真教会。
That in the true church.
真的是属神的宫殿。
That it really becomes the temple that belongs to God.
这神的智慧跟神的能力。
It shows the wisdom and the power of God.
彰显神的公义跟慈爱。
It shows the righteousness and the love of God.
那在真教会里的人们。
Then the people who are in the true church.
也充满着神的道。
they also are filled with the word of God.
充满的永流的这个灵命。
They are filled with this life that flows through eternity.
因此就可以结出这丰硕的属灵果子。
Then they can bear forth fruit.
就好像加拉太书五章二十二节、二十三节所列举的那些果子。
Just like the fruit that was mentioned in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23.
仁爱、喜乐、和平、节制等等这些美德。
That is love, patience, and so forth.
那这样的话，我一定会有彰显出主耶稣的形象跟他的性格。
Then we can exhibit the image of God and His character.
其实我们的联恩布道会。
And also with our spiritual convocation.
其实我们的这样的查经。
And even with our Bible study.
我们的道理研究。
And our studying of the word.
我们这样的日日夜夜的，不管默祷或者长时间的跟神的灵交。
And our spiritual communion with God every day.
那我们就在这个神的道跟神的圣灵当中来造就得到滋润，得到成长。
We can actually be edified through the word and also the spirit of God.
我们最要戒慎的。
This is what we need to be watchful for.
不要像地球那么简单的暖化一样。
We should not be like the world that is being hit by global warming.
或者是这个空气充满的污染。
Or that the air is filled with pollution more and more.
或者人的骨头开始腐烂。
Or that the bones become weaker.
就渐渐的失掉那生命力。
And lose life in the process.
我们需要的。
What we need.
从神来的。
Is from God,
就是他所邀约的来领取这个生命水
which is His invitation to come to have this living water.
那有这样的思考，我们就在读启示最后两章。
When we have this thinking, and we can read Revelation, the last two chapters,
就知道说神也是这个圣经也用生命水来做全书的结束。
That He also uses the living water to conclude the whole book.
那这个生命水可以从哪来领取？
And this living water can be received.
请看二十一章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 21.
这里说有新天新地，神的圣城从天上降下来。
It mentioned that there's a new heaven and new earth, and the holy city comes from above.
这是一个更新。
This is a renewal.
一个复活。
It is a resurrection.
是充满了生命力。
It is filled with life.
所以从前的死亡，从前的悲哀、哀嚎、疼痛、黑暗。这绝望全部过去。
So all the sadness, sorrow, crying in the past, were all gone.
因为一切都更新了。
Because everything has been renewed.
我们教会和个人都需要更新。
Our church and we ourselves need to be renewed.
假定像老样子一样。
If we are just like our old self,
那就没有办法像哥林多后书五章所说的基督内的新生命。
Then we cannot be like what's mentioned in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, the new life in Christ.
主里头的新造的新人。
The new man that is created in the Lord.
所以我们要看出新的这个样式。
We need to see this new image.
因为新就不是陈腐。
New is not something that is sunken.
也不是退化。
It is not a deterioration.
它是一个更新的一个活力的领再领受。
It is actually a receiving of renewal.
所以天上降下的圣城。
So the holy city came down from heaven.
有资格的就进来了。
And those who are qualified can enter.
那你看二十二章。
Let's read chapter 22.
第一节到第四节那里。
Verse 1-4.
也在昭示着古代的以西结所看的那个意象。
This actually also echoed the vision that Ezekiel had seen.
十七章那说到的那个淡水，不是那个死海变成淡甜的淡水。
That in chapter 47, the Dead Sea has become the fresh water.
那可以在旁边的种满了，就长满了树，结满了果子。
And the trees next to it would all bear fruit.
那现在在神的圣城里头。
Now in the city of God.
尤其在神的生命这个圣城当中有生命水的河流。
In the city of God, there is actually the river of living water.
刚才所念的诗篇四十六篇的那个再现。
This is also the same image as Psalm 46.
那神的活力，神的生命，充满整个圣城。
The life of God fills the entire city.
河边跟河边结满的这个果子。
And next to the river, there are all these trees that bear fruit.
每个月都结果子。
Every month,
叶子可以医治万民
and the leaves can heal all people.
再没有苦咸恶毒这些咒诅
There is no longer evil or curse.
因为这里头有神和羔羊的宝座
Because this is where the the throne of God.
而且这个会很快快的实现的。
And that this shall come to pass.
那所以主耶稣最后就说。
At the end, Jesus said,
我必快来。
Surely I am coming quickly.
赏罚在我。
And judgment is with me.
神照着人的语言跟行为来报应。
And God will judge according to the word and action of men.
然后有洁净自己衣服的可以进来享受。
And those who wash their robes shall come to enjoy.
最后主耶稣在十六节说。
And then in verse 16, Jesus said,
大卫的根就是大卫的后裔。
The offspring of David, which refers to the descendant.
以赛是五十五章所说的那个要成为君。
Just like what was mentioned in Isaiah chapter 55, the offspring of David.
那Messiah 王,
the Messiah.
那他是明亮的晨星,
he is the bright and morning star.
就是金星,
that's actually the
Venus.
Venus.
就圣经里说的这明亮的星指着, the morning and evening star, 这金星。
This is what was mentioned as the bright and morning star.
因为它是一个可以指引, 可以照亮。
Because he can guide and also shine light.
而且最后说了,
and at the end,
这圣灵跟教会, 这主的心腹的邀请,
and this is the invitation of the Holy Spirit and of God.
好像我们灵会的邀请, 连布道会的邀请,
just like the invitation of our spiritual convocation.
说来, 来, 听见人也该说, 来。
It says, come, come, and even those who hear says, come.
灵性饥渴的可以到我这儿来。
And those who are thirsty, in the spiritual sense, shall come. And they can receive this living water freely. So the fulfillment of human life, the joy of human life, can all be fulfilled in the Lord. And so this involves receiving the spiritual invitation.
来取神、圣灵、道理。
To come and receive the word of God and his spiritual blessing. And to receive this life that lasts eternity. It requires no gold or no other things of precious. As long as we come forward. As long as we incline our ear to listen. And we need to seek.
那这个历史上所有的期许跟所有的象征跟属灵意义就达到目的了。
Then all of these teachings, all of these imageries shall all be fulfilled.
这个目的是在你自己的得救。
And the purpose is for our salvation.
跟教会的更新。
And also the renewal of the church.
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
那读这节圣经。
To read this passage,
明白神在历史上的作为,
to understand his work in history,
旧约新约的一贯道理,
and also to see the relevance of both the Old and New Testaments as one.
对我们教会整体跟我们个人的是很需要的这个应用,
and to apply them practically to our church and our individuals.
来领取, 来听受, 来领受人有福气了,
that those who listen and receive shall be blessed.
好, 愿主这样祝福我们。
May the Lord bless us.
我们唱诗256首。
Sing hymn 256.